Welcome to Book Notes Review, a new mid-month series about some of the current releases that have caught my attention. First up, Recitative by Toni Morrison. The term recitative is defined by Merriam-Webster as a rhythmically free vocal style that imitates the natural inflections of speech and that is used for dialogue and narrative in operas and oratorios. So far, so good in terms of how we understand it on WBJC, but in Nobel laureate Toni Morrison's only short story from 1983, recitative takes the form of an exploration of race. Morrison herself described her short story as an experiment in the removal of all racial codes from a narrative about two characters of different races for whom racial identity is crucial. We meet Twyla and Roberta when they're 8 years old and spend 4 months together as roommates in St. Bonaventure Shelter. They lose touch as they grow older, but reconnect again at various points in their lives. We know from the outset that one is white and one is black, but Morrison doesn't specify which is which. The short story is packaged with an introduction by the English novelist, essayist, and short story writer Zadie Smith. Smith reads her own introduction in the audio version, and it was a little startling at first to have an English voice analyzing such a quintessentially American story. But once I got over that, which I did soon, her close reading gave me a profound insight into the story and its issues. Although Zadie Smith's introduction comes before the story, I'd like to suggest that you listen or read it after the story so that you can make up your own mind first and avoid some spoilers. The Vietnamese writer Ocean Vuong is the author of the New York Times best-selling novel with the gorgeous title On Earth, We Were Briefly Gorgeous from 2019. Before that came his acclaimed poetry collection, Night Sky with Exit Wounds, and now he's returning to poetry with the early April release of Time is a Mother. The collection was written in response to the death of his mother and examines the paradox of sitting within grief while being determined to survive beyond it. As he says, how else do we return to ourselves but to fold the page so it points to the good part? Why do people everywhere in all cultures tell stories? How much of yourself can you give away without evaporating? These are some of the burning questions asked by Canadian writer Margaret Atwood, fabulously famous for the award-winning and best-selling Handmaid's Tale and its follow-up, The Testaments. Burning Questions consists of more than 50 essays and occasional pieces that Atwood wrote between 2004 and 2021, and they're funny and erudite, curious and prescient. I'll post these selections on the book notes page on our website, wbjc.com, if you'd like to follow up.